This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 98 for Tuesday, October 11th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were weaker Tuesday, backing away from nearby chart resistance as activity resumed after the Thanksgiving long weekend. Canadian markets were closed yesterday while grains and oilseeds in the U.S. traded their usual hours. Canola down $8 to $10, November down $9.40 at $859.20 per ton. Losses in Chicago soy oil accounted for some spillover selling, with European rapeseed also weaker. However, soybeans did move higher on the day. Seasonal harvest pressure added to the declines in canola, as farmer deliveries have picked up over the past few weeks. However, end-user demand on the other side is also strong, with solid exports in the latest weekly report. In the U.S., soybeans held on to small gains while wheat and corn both moved lower. Soybeans up 2 cents in the November contract at $13.76 per bushel. Soybeans did trade to both sides of unchanged, with the bias higher by the close, with positioning ahead of tomorrow's monthly USDA supply-demand report a feature. Opinions are divided on whether soybean yields will be revised higher or lower, but average guesses do point to a slight increase in yields. General expectations are for increases in ending stocks, as the official carry-in number was upped at the end of September. The advancing U.S. harvest did remain a bearish influence in the background. Low Mississippi River levels continue to disrupt barge traffic, but dredging operations have cleared up some areas. Corn, it posted solid gains yesterday and was thought to be due for a bit of a correction today, down 5 cents in December at $6.93 per bushel. Average estimates ahead of tomorrow's report call for a small cut to U.S. corn yields, but some market participants are still anticipating a bigger crop. Both U.S. and world-ending stocks numbers should tighten, with any surprises in the data likely to dictate the nearby direction in the futures. Wheat, it's posting large losses in all three markets today as traders took profits after Monday's rally. Minneapolis spring wheat down 29 cents in the December contract at $9.85 per bushel. Kansas City down 33 cents in December at $9.90 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 37 cents in December at $9.01 per bushel. The wheat market continues to follow news out of Ukraine closely, with Russian strikes in recent days heightening concerns over grain movement from the war-torn region. Tighter U.S. and world stocks are expected in tomorrow's USDA report. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, October 11th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.